I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Atlanta Braves legend Chipper Jones is being elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Jones spent 19 seasons with the Braves, helping Atlanta win its last major sports championship, the World Series, in 1995. Speaking to ESPN yesterday, Jones said he was with his family in Milton, Georgia, when he got the good news.
First thing I say when I embraced mom and dad is, we did it. You know, this is something that's been a long time in the making, and today it came to fruition.
Chipper joins Vladimir Guerrero, Jim Thome, and Trevor Hoffman as the newest Hall of Fame inductees. The ceremony will take place at Cooperstown, New York, in July. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
As you sit in Atlanta traffic this morning, maybe you're dreaming about what a mass transit plan in the city could do to make your life easier. Well, some state lawmakers are working on a plan that they say would radically change mass transit in the metro Atlanta area. Right now, there are 11 different transit authorities across 13 metro counties. But WSB reports that lawmakers are looking at unifying all of those systems under one regional transit authority. They say that would make for seamless county-to-county transit using an app or website. State Senator Brandon Beach tells WSB that he'd like to see the whole system, including MARTA, rebranded and called the ATL.
That's our brand. You fly into ATL, get on ATL train, ATL bus, ATL express bus, ATL light rail, whatever we have, it would be branded ATL.
But critics of the plan worry about the funding that would have to come from the state, the feds, and the counties. Beach says more details on the plan will be released in the next 2 weeks. And state lawmakers are moving forward with a proposal to prevent the state government from issuing non-English communications, with some exceptions. The Senate Rules Committee yesterday approved Senator Joshua McCune's proposed constitutional amendment to name English as the state's official language. State law already contains that designation, with the exception of some issues such as public health and safety. The Columbus Republican says the government should be conducting its business in English only. Senate Minority Leader Steve Henson criticizes the proposal, though, saying that by forcing driver's license tests to be conducted in English, non-English speakers would be discouraged from getting their license, thereby leading to a rise in uninsured drivers. Constitutional amendments require two-thirds approval in both chambers and voters' approval in a statewide election. The Georgia chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union says three of the state's elected officials should stop blocking constituents on Facebook. The three officials are Republican U.S. Senator Johnny Isakson, Republican Representative Barry Loudermilk, and Democratic Representative John Lewis. The ACLU wants the congressman to restore posting privileges to people blocked or provide a legal reason for blocking them. In December, the group sent a similar request to another congressman in several police departments across the state. The ACLU says most of those people are now unblocked. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.